Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. We are here on the eve of the eve, or is it technically out tonight of...
I don't think it's tonight. I think we have one more. The eve of the eve of the eve?
Oh, well, it's for us. I'm not talking about like when the movie actually comes out.
Oh, well, I mean, this drops on Thursday, so it comes out Thursday night? Or does it come out Wednesday?
I don't know.
This I don't know. Whatever. The Avengers are coming out.
Avengers
it
Endgame.
It will eventually be this weekend, sometime after you hear this podcast, if you listen to it on the day it comes out.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll go see it in the morning on Sunday.
That's right. We have an 8:15 showtime in the morning.
No, but that was on purpose.
That was on purpose because we're weird and we like early movies. But, you know, there was a 7 a.m. Actually, there were two 7 a.m. showings at the Alamo Draft House, and both of them were sold out.
Oh, I thought it was just one.
No, they had two. I think one was 3D.
Oh.
Maybe that might not be true.
Ours isn't 3D, is it?
No. You know what? There was one 7 a.m. showing. I think one was on a Saturday, one was on a Sunday.
I think
that's what it was. But both of them were sold out.
Wow.
And we are going to the Sunday morning 8:15 showing.
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I like these early morning movies.
I like having somebody bring me a mimosa and some coffee with my movie.
Unfortunately, I kind of wish there was more smaller breakfast items there.
I know. I think that's the thing. I love the Alamo Draft House, and I like the idea that we live close to one now because they don't have one in LA, and they've been talking about building one for fucking ever, and they just never have. But Denver has actually two of them.
Yeah, there's one in Sloan's Lake or wherever it's called.
Yep, there's one up in Sloan, and there's one in Littleton, and the one thing that I do wish is that they had a better menu.
Yeah. The food isn't that great.
It's not that great.
It's okay. It's passable.
I wish I could just be like, hey, can I get a bagel?
Yeah.
But there's no bagel. It's like, hey, do you want this giant sandwich and fries? I'm like, no.
No. Well, they're doing a special menu thing.
They have a chicken shawarma bowl.
Which sounds awesome. And I would be 100% getting that if you're seeing the movie at
in the morning.
Yeah, if it was not 8:15 in the morning, because Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. It might be a good breakfast.
I don't know. I mean, it's a bit like eating at a diner after a night of drinking.
That's true.
That's kind of what you're doing there.
I mean, maybe you should just get some beer and go for it.
I'll go hardcore 7 a.m. or 8:15 a.m.
We could drink in the parking lot.
Yeah. Just park the car there an hour early and tailgate.
Tailgating for the Avengers.
7 a.m. just sitting there, be like, just drink a PBR and cut the hood of the car.
Be like heavy metal parking lot.
But for Avengers.
But in a really, really nice shopping center with an Apple store.
Yeah. And a sushi restaurant.
And a sushi restaurant. In a bookstore.
Yeah, they'll just sit. Yeah. That's how we roll out here.
Oh yeah.
You know it's fun. It's funny. I was listening to I wanted to say We Hate Everything because I was conflating two different shows.
We Hate Everything should be the name of our podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty much the show. All Fantasy Everything, and they were drafting states.
Oh. Okay, I could see that. How many states do you get to draft?
I think everybody got four states to draft.
Okay.
And surprisingly, David Borey, the comedian who was from Colorado, did not take Colorado.
Oh, yeah. That has to go first.
Nah, he took other...
It's got to be an early draft pick, don't you think?
Well, it went towards the end.
Surprising.
It went towards the end. I think it was either Sean or Ian that took it. And they were talking about it. I was like, yeah, it's great, you know, but people out there just need to calm the fuck down.
Why?
Because apparently it's the perception that they were saying is that people just go fucking crazy with the drinking and I don't know if it was Dave, I think it was David was saying, it's like, I beeped at a guy and he showed me a gun while on the highway or something.
What, here?
Yeah. Oh. About the truck. It just the way they kind of put it was just like people just get really amped up. in some ways, which I haven't really seen.
You've lived here, so... I've lived here for a long time. I don't ever really remember people getting super amped up about stuff. If anything, there's just a lot of pot smokers, so people are a little bit more mellow.
Right.
However, I do remember when I was a kid, oh, I was probably 10, we were driving up I-25 with my dad. I don't remember where we were going, but there was a guy in a truck, in like a big blue truck next to us, and he was literally just drinking beer after beer, like just can of beer after beer. It was just...
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, that's what you want to be doing when you're driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, yeah. I guess you should call the cops on that guy. But...
Well, this is pre-cell phone.
Say pre-cell phone. So, well, yeah, it was
calling the cops.
Well, look, you know, pre-cell phone, people just got to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
You like, stop.
Like today, I could have filmed that guy and I could have put it on Twitter. But you know what? There was no fucking cell phone. There's no Twitter. You just tell that story.
That's all you can do. Yeah, you just had to have been like, there it is, and
that,
then you.
That's a thing.
And then you go home.
That we're gonna tell people about now.
And that's a story you tell somebody when you're at a party,
yeah,
or at a family gathering,
yeah.
When the family's sitting around,
come home
to your mom. Yeah. So if you're a little kid and you go, I saw a man drinking in a car, and
yeah,
then
and you're
your
like, mom, he was drinking beer. You're not supposed to drink and drive. And then the parents are like, you're right, you're not supposed to drink and drive. That man was breaking the law. Whatever.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
Twitter's like, so much easier, because huh? I was just thinking, like, you don't have to talk to anybody, you just tweet shit.
Yeah, and then now you just talk to yourself.
I can just upload that with no context, just say on the highway.
Yeah,
tweet anyway.
I guess that's the one fun thing about Twitter, is that you could pretty much just talk to nobody.
Oh, I talk to myself all the time. Nobody talks to me on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. Same for me. It's like Instagram. It's like whatever. I don't care.
Nobody gives a fuck what I'm doing.
I don't even know why I put hashtags on things.
I put hashtags on the cats because people like to see them.
Well, right. Hashtags on cats. But I don't even know. I sometimes put like hashtags on things because I'm trying to be funny.
Yeah, I try to do that too.
But it's harder to type. I don't like typing on a phone. So it's like, why am I even bothering? Why don't I just put you got to do like Reggie Watts and just put like a picture, a random picture of whatever you're doing, uh-huh, and just no context, just no words.
I like it.
But I mean, it's Reggie Watts. Everybody's like, yo, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of Colorado, just I wanted to bring this up real quick, and I didn't realize it was just out here, but you heard about Carl's Jr. On 420, just on that day, they put out a burger that was infused with CBD oil.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember hearing about that.
And they called it like the Rocky Mountain High, but they only sold it out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And CBD's been like a big thing lately. Everybody's like, CBD oil. And I'm like, okay. I don't keep up on all the things. I'm an old.
Well, I guess you're being old. Maybe you should enjoy more of that stuff. But
it just puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
It's a lot of work.
Well, it just doesn't work for me. It like bums me out. Like I'm just like, oh, okay. Like everybody else is having a good time and I'm in the corner sleeping.
I think I'm too paranoid to enjoy it.
Yeah, you get weird.
Yeah, I get weird.
You do. You start. You get like almost like LSD weird, where you're just like, yeah, I can see the connections and all the things, man. And I'm like,
it's like two extremes.
I am. Like, why can't we just be in the middle where we're just kind of having a good time?
You're just mellow. Yeah. No, I get really, you know, depending on like.
You're like, oh, because then you go to like a Wikipedia hole and you're like, oh man, I didn't know there were so many connections. I'm just like,
oh yeah,
stop it.
No, yeah, I can't be trusted.
No, you really,
because if I look up something, like if I'm looking up like the Sarlacc pit,
because like you get like, you already do that when you're sober, and then when you're high it's like worse. It's amplified. And then you start, and then you're trying to like tell me about it and I'm sleeping, and then you're like, babe, and I'm like,
yeah, that's like, pretty
babe,
much it.
Babe, did that really just happen in the movie? Because then you start like making connections that aren't there.
I think it happened last time I did it. We were watching Last Action Hero, and that was weird.
Yeah, because I was like, did he just do this thing or whatever? And I was like, I'm sleeping. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, that's right, kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't. It's just dumb and stupid. It just doesn't work, at least if you're me or him.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess everybody else gets to have fun. We don't.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I am excited for Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be...
It's going to be a long-ass movie.
Well, that's why we're good. We're going in the morning.
Three fucking hours of movie.
Is it actually 3 hours?
It's something like that. Yeah, it's long.
Well, hey, it's, you know what?
There really better be a pee break in there because... What the fuck?
Apparently, that's what I was hearing. I was hearing it's not. It's just action-packed.
God damn it.
I mean, you can go pee. I don't think there's anything in there.
How about I just... Miss. Whenever Hawkeye starts, like, talking about his family, that's when I'm going to go pee.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Because I can't... If there's a Hawkeye flashback, hopefully towards the middle, that's going to be my pee break.
I think... I'm surprised... Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you just got up. As soon as Hawkeye shows up, you just get up and go to the bathroom.
Just every time he comes on just the screen?
Every time, yeah. Because you're so anti-Jeremy Renner.
I just am. Yeah.
No, that's not a bad idea.
No.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. We'll see how this all wraps up. Maybe I don't know, maybe Adam Warlock might show up.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody will show up. I don't know. We got all the dipshits already out anyways. There's already a million Marvel guys out anyways.
Yeah, well.
And apparently whatever they're doing here is just going to put a cap on all this other stuff for the future, and they're going to, I mean.
Well, it's going to close out this phase of the Marvel universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's
okay.
Ending this part. It does not mean that some of these characters won't continue on to whatever the next iteration is, but I
right.
think Tony's done, and I think, you know, Cap's done, so we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe they'll go to DC. Maybe it'll be like NWO or be like the Monday Night Wars.
Oh,
wrestling.
But they're going to show up in DC.
Yeah, they'll show up in DC. It's like, by God, he's here. He's here.
It's Captain America.
It's Captain America just doing it too sweet. It's big, sexy Captain America.
He's just wearing leather pants like a fucking NWO tank top.
Oh, man. Captain
walking slowly to the fucking thing with one of those stupid hats Triple H wears.
See, now I really want Captain America to show up in whatever's the next DC movie. Suicide Squad 2 or whatever.
John Cena's supposed to show up in that movie.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that came out last week. So apparently the idea is that he's going to show up as Peacekeeper.
That's what I heard.
Not Peacekeeper. Peacemaker.
I don't actually know anything about the Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Except that he has a crazy fucking helmet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say. Did you?
I saw a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the weird friggin' helmet. And I just know he's a guy who shows up and he's got a gun, but he's also like a Peacekeeper. I don't know.
Sure.
But he's going to be John Cena. So John's going to be John Cena. Maybe John Cena's hair will become that guy's helmet.
Oh, God.
So maybe eventually they'll just dye it silver. And he'll just walk around and be like, I'm John Cena.
Sure. Why not at this point?
And then maybe Captain America could show up in leather pants and be like, dar, 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 dar. And then he could drop a leg on fucking Idris Elba or something. Actually, that would be great if just Captain America just shows up. You just hear the NWO music. It's just Captain America in red, white, and blue, like leather pants.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
They're not supposed to be here. Like him and Tony just show up.
Oh, God.
Him and Tony Stark just show up. Tony Stark's there wearing like a bandana.
Sunglasses. Yeah. Obviously sunglasses.
Sunglasses, but he's also got the bandana tied up like
yeah.
Tupac.
Yeah.
On the front.
Oh, of course he does. Yes. NWO was quite a thing. To
power bombs, Captain Boomerang through the stage.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know. I was trying to think. Or Amanda Waller. No, yeah, kind of an authority figure. So Amanda Waller.
No, no one's going to powerbomb Amanda Waller.
Actually, Amanda Waller would powerbomb both of them. Actually,
exactly. She's here, fucking badass.
In Suicide Squad 2, I hope Amanda Waller powerbombs John Cena.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope Amanda Waller pulls a You Can't See Me on John Cena.
You know, I have a feeling that's probably going to be a thing where we're going to get a lot of Amanda Waller. Maybe we'll get a lot of Amanda Waller and John Cena as Peacekeeper, because John Cena is just basically going to be his character from Bumblebee,
uh-huh.
but in a DC universe. I think it's just going to be that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of like really angry military grimacing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's John Cena's just like, I can't wait.
And just huge hands.
Just giant hands. Oh, man.
They're going to be like, hey, hand me that fork. And it just disappears into his like fucking mitt.
Oh, man. What if John Cena like...
Everything looks like a magic trick when you're John Cena just because your hands are so big.
What if they have to fight John Cena's giant hands?
Just his hands?
Yeah. And he like,
is it kind of like that, you remember that sketch he did where he was like Trump?
Yeah, and he had the big hands.
I think John Cena's hands are just like that all the
time.
Those
were his real hands.
Those were his real hands.
Those were his real hands. For proof of what we're talking about, go back and watch.
It's like in some SNL.
Trainwreck. Oh, no,
well, Trainwreck where he's holding an iPhone. And it just like disappears into his skin.
He's holding an iPhone and it looks like a friggin'.
It looks like a children's toy.
Yeah. It looks like when
you
look
at it. It looks like a fake iPhone you buy for babies. Like one of those plastic ones that, like, you know, they make for kids that you just hand them so they can pretend they have a phone too.
It looks like a playing card.
Yeah, it really does.
It's bare, like, or like a friggin'.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I guess the last thing I want to talk about real quick here. So we went to Second of Charles, we did a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
You bought books?
Uh-huh. Disasters.
But you also bought a book about a guy.
I did.
Who was a doctor, but he wasn't.
Yeah, this is back in like the late 1800s, where there was, it's called Charlatan. And I remember there was a dollop on this guy, the Dollop podcast. And I don't remember if it was just all about him or they just mentioned him. It's been so long, I don't recall. But basically, he was a good old-fashioned American snake oil salesman.
A grifter.
America has a lot of those, always has. And he swore up and down that he could surgically restore male virility.
No.
So people flocked to this guy, and basically he was like doing weird things with goat penises, but I don't exactly remember how it goes, but he was like basically putting pieces of goat penises on like men.
On men?
Like, so like surgically doing things. I'm telling you, I can't remember exactly how it goes. I gotta read the book. But yeah, there was surgery and goat penises involved on men.
Oh no. Well, see, you told me about that, but I was just like, I thought he was maybe just using like extract or something, but apparently he's actually creating half man, half goat dicks.
I don't know. I forget exactly how it goes. I'm going to have to.
Like, you'll have to do a book report.
I'm going to have to do a book report. But I do remember the doll talking about this guy, because back then you didn't need, like, if you wanted to be a doctor, you went to a town and you put out a fucking shingle outside your door that says, I'm a doctor. Fucking congratulations, you're a doctor now. That's literally all it took.
Yep.
And like, if you wanted to go to medical school, you just went to medical school. You didn't have to have like even a high school diploma. You just showed up, and if you like went to all the classes, you win.
Yeah, you win.
You win doctoring.
You win a doctor.
You win doctoring. Like, that's it. That's all you had to do. But as long as you were a white guy, don't be a woman or a person of color, because you weren't allowed to do that. But white guy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, white guy.
You just fucking show up.
White guys be winning at doctor. So, yeah.
So many winnings doctoring.
I picked up a few trades. Actually, I was pretty jazzed. I picked up $5 trade. I think it was Crisis on Multiple Earths Volume 4, which is like another volume of DC Comics, like Justice League of America crossovers between like the Justice Society and the, you know, Earth 1 and Earth, whatever, Earth Prime and Earth S and Earth.
I thought
Fuck.
Earth Prime was our Earth.
Or what, Earth Fuck. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Earth fuck.
I don't know. There's whatever. There's a bunch of stupid, like, whatever Earth.
I always thought Earth Prime was us. Earth 1 is where the regular DC universe is. And Earth 2 is the older DC universe where, like, the Justice Society lives.
Definitely, I think Earth S is involved. Because they end up going, because the Justice Society, some of the Justice Society is there. And then there's also, like, shit going on with, like, Captain Marvel and all the Marvel people. So they're all crossing over, and this is one issue where Batman gets his jaw becomes steel, and he can't talk, and some guy's hair turns into diamonds.
Yeah.
There's also one too, and I skipped the issue because I was like, I ain't fucking reading this shit.
Oh no.
It was one of those ones where the editors at the time, so like Julia Schwartz and like Carrie Bates and Dick Dillon or whoever, or like characters in the book.
Oh no.
And they're like somehow Carrie Bates crosses over and fights the Justice League, and I went
nope. Absolutely fucking not. Like, not reading that.
I'm like, no.
No, see, that's, I don't like any of that shit. I'm like, no, thank you.
It's like, I don't care about your stupid jokes.
Yep, no.
I don't care about it. It's like, hey, oh, look at this. Here, look at this dummy guy who's my boss. I'm going to, let's make a joke about it. It's like, I don't fucking care.
No, get that shit.
Keep it to the bullpen, and I'll just decide to read it if I want. Don't make it the whole goddamn story.
No, can't do it.
Yeah. So, But, I mean, there's that. So, I'm actually, just some craziness in that. It's kind of great, too, because it's one of those things where, like, we would be looking through, say, like some Justice League of America, and be like, "Oh, that looks like fun. That looks like fun." It's like, now it's in a trade.
Nice.
And I could just read it and decide if it's any good, and not have to spend $15 on an issue when I could pay for the trade. It's only $5,
right?
Or at least what I paid for.
Nice.
And I got that, and I got what else did I get? I forgot.
You got some G.I. Joe ones.
Oh yeah, that's right. I got some G.I. That's right. I got some G.I. Joe trades too. Yeah. I found a few G.I. Joe trades, which, again, the G.I. Joe trades, I feel like they're hard to find, at least cheap, and so I found some cheap. So I was like, well, I'll get those. And I almost picked up a later in the series issues of Guardians of the Galaxy, the 90s version, but I think it's not exactly what I was looking for, because there's a series called Galactic Guardians, which takes place in the Galactic, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, like timeline of like 3000 or whatever. And it's where Wonder Man, since he's eternal, because he's made of ionic energy,
right?
Like, becomes, you know, he lives to that time period, and he's got like a gray beard, and he's known as Hollywood.
Okay.
So I'll have to seek that out.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to see about that. But that wasn't what I needed. But yeah, there's a few other joints. So but yeah. So that's what we've been up to. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Sean Jones of Mars. Ken Matsui of Gorgar. Ronnie Raymond of Earth. Al Brett of Earth. Jenny Lynn Hayden, Arthur Curry, Carter Hall, Kendra Saunders, Ted Gord, Arani Desai, Paco Ramon, Hank Haywood, David Knight, Erwin Bowen, Wesley Dodds, Charles McNider, Derry Sloan, Tara Markov.
Rise. 10 years ago, a crashing wave of light erupted across the DC universe. A multicolored spectrum of energy bathed the cosmos in a war of light. Rage clashed against passion. Hope sought to stifle fear. Greed to choke out compassion. And in the middle of it all, the will to keep going and fight for all. Now this war has come to the surface of our planet. Because while the light fights, the darkness rises. Hero, villain, friend, foe, family. Across the universe, the dead have risen, and it's going to take every available podcaster to fight back. In 2016, we covered the dawn of the Justice League with Justice League Year One. In 2017, we soaked in the seminal Justice. Last year, we threw it back to the Silver Age. But this year's JL May podcast event covers an event that knows not the boundaries of death itself. JL May covers Blackest Night in celebration of the event's 10-year anniversary. Our coverage begins on April 30th with the podcast of Oa and proceeds through the entire month of May with Chris and Reggie's Cosmic Treadmill, The Idlehead of Diablo, The Fire and Water Podcast, Head Speaks, Coffee and Comics Podcast, Long Box Crusade, Waiting for Doom, Task Force X, The Starman Manhunter Adventure Hour, The Dr. DC Podcast, The Birds of Prey Podcast, Justice's First Dawn, and ends with the Lantern Cast. So join us this May, because across the DC Universe, the dead have risen. Where will you be?
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week.
I was wondering when you were going
to
start.
Well, I wanted to get my little the NNWO theme. It'll be a good little interlude. So this week, our book for the week is Primal Force number 0.
Oh, shit.
From October 1994. I love the 0 issues.
I know.
This was the height of my comic book mania.
Yes.
And I was just like, this is kind of how I really got into DC.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was already into DC, but I was just like, oh, I really like these a lot. So.
Yeah. Now, this is not the first time Primal Force has shown up here on our show, is it?
No, I think it is. Because here's the thing. Oh. We were going to do a Primal Force book.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking. And it was really freaking boring.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
It was one of the ones that was, you're just like, I don't know why we're going to do this.
Ah, yes.
Or maybe we did. I don't think we did it. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, we've done so many issues so far. But I don't think we did it because I think we were going to. But I think this is the first one we're doing. So, but yeah, Primal Force number 0 from October 1994. This, of course, is so this is the first issue of this series. And it is a 0 issue because DC started out all these, put out all these 0 issues. Some of them were new series, some were ongoing series, and it was a part of the 0 Hour, reboot, in the late 90s or late 94. And this was one of the new ones that they decided to try out. And it's got the silver ink, which I friggin' love. I just love these. I can't get enough. What?
You.
No, I just think
I'm just laughing at you because you just love your 0 issues so much.
Well, the DC ones. I mean, there's other 0 issues out there from other companies, but I don't give a fuck about them. I like these.
Okay.
So yeah, so Primal Force, of course, is a team called, known as the Lemon.
Uh-huh.
Or Lemon.
Lemon.
Lemon. L-E-Y-M-E-N. Lemon? Lehman? Lehman?
Lehman.
Lehman. And so basically they're like, I don't really know exactly how to best describe them, but basically Dr. Mist.
They're just some dudes.
Well, there's some chicks in there too.
Yeah, no, they're just dudes, like kind of some random characters and Red Tornado.
Right. So, and that's actually what I really like, why I like this team, because it's Red Tornado.
Well, I know you do love a Red Tornado. Is Red Tornado wearing a cape? Yes.
Yes. Okay. The thing about Red Tornado at this time, though, is basically, he's just a beat up android.
Yeah, he's having some problems. Like even on this cover, he looks like he's seen better days.
Yeah, no, he looks beat up.
He needs a good scrub.
Yeah, and so the team is Red Tornado, Jack O' Lantern, Meridian, Claw. This guy.
Yeah, that guy could have a better name.
This guy sucks.
That guy's got like really trying for Robert Smith hair, but it's not working.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's kind of like Robert Smith, but wearing angry Japanese feudal gear and also one gnarly hand claw. He has his hand.
Is that his actual hand? It's like a monster hand?
Yeah.
Or it was like a curse, I'm assuming.
You know, I don't know, because the thing is like he pretty much was only only appeared in this book, in the 14 issues of this book or 15 issues. And he appeared in like an issue of like Birds of Prey,
sure,
and Shadow Pact, and I think maybe Showcase.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah,
we don't know the story about his hand.
No, I don't know. Maybe we do. I just never. Nobody's
at least we sitting here right now do not know.
Nobody's cared to document it.
We don't want to look it up.
Yeah,
and then Golem.
And Golem. Golem is a Ragman ally.
Oh, okay.
So you got a Ragman ally. You got Jack-O-Lantern, who's a part of the Global Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Meridian, who's just this new chick. I don't even know what she does, to be honest.
She's got a floaty crystal.
Yeah, she's holding a floaty crystal. It's kind of, this is very much like, if this could be, if this wasn't superheroes, you could make this like, if you're doing, I don't want to say a metal band, but like a,
oh yeah,
like this a goth, could be like a metal band photo if like you didn't have like the robots and the Golem in here and you replace them with like a drummer.
Oh yeah, you just like literally replace all of these people, all of the like guys wearing masks and stuff and the robots with just like emo looking dudes from the 90s.
Well, this dude looks like an emo dude. This dude looks
that's what I mean. Just give him more eyeliner.
This dude looks like one of those.
She could be holding a candle. She doesn't really have to even change. So she's holding a candle. Claw just needs some more eyeliner and he needs to frown. Jack-O-Lantern, all you have to do is take his mask off. Red Tornado, just, you know, give him a lot of hair. And Golem is
give
just
him
like,
a bullet?
Yeah, and Golem is just like the big dude in the back. And you have yourself a mid to late 90s emo-ish group.
This looks like one of those bands that we were watching on that page last night. Called,
Sean found a new page.
I found an Instagram page called Catatonic Youths, and it is fucking awesome. I can't really explain
it's
what it
just
is.
Just clips of music videos.
Well, it's also just clips of music, like, but just like shitty, weird music things with like even with like bands that are like popular.
Uh huh. Like Edge falling off a stage.
Yes. Like at the end,
like the Edge falls off a stage.
The Edge falls off a stage, and then like David Lee Roth is with a
hype DJ man.
He's with a DJ. A DJ's playing a techno remix of Van Halen's Jump, and he's like,
bad.
And he's David Lee Roth just sitting there, being like, it's like, let me, oh yeah. And then there's just like some hardcore metal bands.
Yeah, but like some kids who like obviously filmed it in their backyard.
Yeah, it's so basically that's what this is right here. Yeah. I was gonna say there,
Sean's favorite one was like the country, the super metal country guy.
Well, it was basically like a Pantera kind of band, but like with like fat, really fat dudes.
Yeah,
like a fat dude singer, and somebody instead of just calling it Pantera, they just call it Panera.
And Sean just laughed.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Shut it down. Those are the best. That's the best joke.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. Oh, I was gonna say something about.
It was about Primal Force.
Something related to like this picture, but
yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it pretty much.
Yeah, whatever. They are there.
They are there.
So we start here. Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't talked about what year this is from.
Oh, this is 1994.
Okay. So we start with Jack-O-Lantern coming in. Now, is this during the Troubles? It's 1994.
Wait, what Troubles?
Ireland Troubles. In Northern Ireland, when they were blowing each other up, the Troubles.
Well, 1994, let's see.
Probably.
Well, Zombie came out around that time, so yeah.
Yes. So there's a bus. It's off to the side of the road. It is on fire. And here comes Jack-O-Lantern being like, I gotta help people. But he's kind of like not a very good hero. I'm assuming he just started being a hero.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of getting the hang of it.
But you have to read everything that he says in an Irish accent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's very, very important. Because, let me see if I can do it. Can I do an Irish accent? Probably not.
Please try.
Oh, yeah, I should. Let's see.
You come here for accents, folks.
Yeah, that's what this show's about.
That's why I don't try accents. I am not good.
He says, I don't know if I can do this. Let me see. Hold on there, little girl. I'm coming for you. Nope. That's not it. That's not it. No, I was doing it earlier. I'm so mad that I can't do it right now.
Were you doing it in your head?
No, I was doing it out loud when you weren't here.
I missed you reading this comic aloud.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Guys, if we ever do a live show again,
I will.
Generally,
I literally like can't remember how to do an Irish accent.
I don't even want to try because I keep wanting to go. Yes, I'm an Irish man. Like,
thanks, but I'm not so sure about that. I wish I could do better.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Kind of, right? It's kind of okay. So anyway, he like goes down. There's a little girl trapped in this bus, and he has his like Jack-O-Lantern, but it's drawn so it kind of looks like a bowling ball with like a handle.
It's Ba-Bomb.
It's Ba-Bomb. It's a circular purse. It's like it's a spherical purse.
Guys, I'm going to save you with my power clutch.
I am Sophia from Golden Girls, and here I come with my handbag.
Oh, man.
That's literally what it is.
Man, Sophia from Golden Girls joining Primal Force. Sign me up. Can you imagine her just sticking her somewhere in here on this cover here?
Yeah. And so he zaps the thing and the glass breaks and it kind of gets, the girl gets cut, but.
Because he's already saying, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, which to be perfectly honest, I mean.
What else could you do?
I mean, I don't know what he would, I don't know how I would solve that, but I mean, he probably doesn't have super strength, so he can't just like rip open something to do
right.
it.
He's got zappy.
But he's got the power of his purse.
Yeah.
And he basically just shoots the window and a girl gets cut and he dumps her off with a priest.
And he feels really bad. And the priest is like, dude, at least she's alive. And
he's like, yeah.
I'm like, don't give her to the priest. Don't you know about priests?
I don't think we're... Are we worried about Irish priests here?
I don't know. We're always worried about priests.
Oh, that's true.
And I also love that Jack-O-Lantern's outfit is so, like, obviously handmade.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like he took a sack and he cut some eye holes in it and he wears it on his head. I appreciate that. So he's just like kind of standing there, and then this like old woman is just like, "Hey, you should."
Mother Teresa.
Oh yeah. Apparently, Mother Teresa comes up and is like, "Hey, you need to go down to the water." He's like, "What?" And then he goes to the water.
Yep.
We cut to Dr. Mist.
So Dr. Mist is doing.
Is this his daughter?
I don't know.
Or like just somebody a patient he's treating.
Or somebody, yeah. There's some
girl, and she's being hypnotized, and she sees something.
He yells at this old woman because this old woman.
No, she's somebody.
He yells at, but he tells because she cuts, she interjects, and she's like, because he's trying to like get her to talk about
whatever she sees,
like this.
It has a name. A cataclysm.
The cataclysm. Yeah. And she's talking about that, and then this woman is like.
What's her name again?
Her name is Mrs. Nightingale.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to be somebody.
He goes, he tells her, I pay you to be Christine's governess, not to interfere with what I do here. And so she sees this cataclysm or whatever.
It's coming. And then we cut to, where are we? Peru? Brazil?
Yeah, we're jumping all over the place here. This is
somewhere
like
in South America. I don't remember exactly where. Colombia, maybe?
We're in Peru.
Oh, Peru.
And so he's this bearded dude climbing up a mountain. He goes into this village, and the villagers try to attack him. He starts fucking murdering these villagers, and then he jumps down a well, or they push him down a well. And
yeah, like he gets up to the top, and they're like, oh, it's a stranger.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think he becomes this cataclysm guy who just looks like...
He looks like Jack-O-Lantern got a better costume.
Yeah, he looks like Jack-O-Lantern. Like, he got the costume that Jack-O-Lantern shouldn't have, but he's just like this... 90s ass looking, looks like he's wearing, I don't know what his deal is.
It's kind of like a ragman.
Yeah. I was gonna say
like a ragman, like a clean ragman, but also
clean
like
ragman,
like a jack-o-lantern, but also like any sort of supernatural being from this time.
He's got a lot of earth tones though. A
lot of earth tones. He's got a hood. He's got a cape. Yeah.
Earth tones. He's gonna.
Claw-like hands.
You can make a nice...
some unnecessary flare on the belt.
Yeah, he's got these flare buttons.
Yeah.
He's got these...
shiny football pad shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, he just, like, becomes this guy and he flies off.
It's Daniel Bryan as a...
It kind of is.
He's into this earth tones.
Yeah, he's going to just hand up the hemp belt.
Ooh, is this outfit made of hemp?
It probably is.
Nice.
Yeah, I think this is fully recyclable.
Right.
And biodegradable. It's good for the earth. But then we just have to stop real quick and talk about this splash page.
Oh, did you want to talk about this Superman's old Superman's steely look with the mullet?
Oh, the mullet on Superman in this picture, plus his like shoulders that double as like billowing clouds in the
right.
background of this image is very weird.
He looks really wide here.
Oh, it's ridiculous. This is from, what is this, Metropolis?
Metropolis SCU.
Oh, so this is kind of like a Gotham Central, but for Metropolis.
Yeah.
And Superman is in the background, and he has kind of like a devil's lock.
Yeah.
He had like a bunch of devil's locks.
Why has he got this giant widow's peak? Why is he rocking
a widow's peak? It's just like somebody drew a U on his forehead marker.
What is up with this? Yeah, what is up with this extreme Danziging?
It really is. It's just really Danzig-y, and then he's got this like flowing locks, and he's just so wide. And there's just like people, and it's just ridiculous.
I kind of want to read this book now.
Yeah,
well, I think I've seen this a few times.
I've never seen this book, but I bet you can find it in Mile High, where you know, found Cinder and Ash.
I think we should probably, and also this woman. Whoever this woman is.
Yeah, she looks like me when I wear sweatpants.
Yeah,
she looks like she's wearing... problem. she got big thighs.
She looks like she got kicked some ass.
Yeah, she's thick with the two C's.
she might be able to fight Danzig Superman here.
Yeah, she's not made to be sexy at all. She's wearing like a t-shirt. She got big ass thighs. She's wearing just flat shoes.
Yeah, no, this actually might be a good book to read for us.
I mean, that's like what I look like when I'm sick. Like, I wear those pants and my thighs look huge.
She looks like Cagney and Lacey. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Pretty much. It's there's some hips in this picture.
Cagney and Lacey and Danzig, the new comic from DC Comics.
I'd read that.
Actually, I really like this Danzig Superman hybrid.
Yeah, also, he looks like he has an underbite.
That's true. Yeah, he's got a big...
Like, his bottom lip is just, like, protruding like a fucking bulldog.
I gotta take a picture of this. Maybe I'll make this my new avatar on Facebook. So we jump to Hong Kong, and this is where we get introduced to this claw guy.
Are we in Hong Kong?
Yeah, it says Hong Kong.
It's weird, because I thought we were supposed to be in Japan, because there's, like, a samurai guy?
Well, Hong Kong.
But sure, okay. All Asian cultures are the same. And there's like a guy who's like the Silver Samurai or something.
Silver Dragon,
excuse me.
I don't really know what's going on here, because basically
he just shows up and he's like, hey, I'm here to collect these women I paid for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then the claw's like, and I do think that looks like that's his hand.
No, it is. Yeah, he's got a purple monster hand.
Yeah, just one, and like a fingerless glove on the other.
And he's here to collect these.
I think he's trying to stop Silver Dragon from taking these women.
Okay.
But they're all of a sudden, like, they're fighting. It doesn't make a lot of sense, because they're, like, fighting, and all of a sudden that Mother Teresa shows up and she goes, go to the water, and he jumps into the water and he disappears.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that those women are still, you know...
They're still going to be collected by the Silver Samurai.
Yeah, somebody just paid for them. So there was no resolution. It still sucks.
Two pages of absolutely nothing, with the guy with a purple hand.
Yeah, just nothing. So just know he exists, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there's these kids in the Grand Canyon.
In the Grand Canyon!
Of all places.
They're in the Grand... By the way,
this kid, he's like, this was here yesterday. Let's go back. Do you know how long it takes to get to the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
Right? Yeah. Mom, we're going out to play in the Grand Canyon. Okay, see you in a week.
Yeah.
We're gonna go.
I mean, there is a Native American tribe that lives in the Grand Canyon. I don't think these kids are from that tribe.
No, they don't look Native American, to be honest.
Maybe that one kid.
Maybe this one kid is. Maybe this kid looks like fucking Peter Billingsley.
Yeah. And then he's like, hey, look what I found. And it's just a fucking red tornado literally just on his head. He's all curled up and he's on his head. He's like, dude, it's red tornado. Isn't that cool?
I don't know.
This position is very undignified, by the way.
No, it is. Yeah, he's not. Well, a lot of what's going on with Red Tornado now is not very dignified for him. He became the Wind Elemental at some point before this.
At least in this book, he's just kind of a mindless android.
Yeah, he became a Wind Elemental at some point before this in Firestorm, but this was like a couple years before. I don't know what the hell he was doing in these years before. I mean, I don't know. I really, that's the thing. It's like there's a lot of stuff with Red Tornado in like the early 90s is questionable.
Yeah.
But at some point, yeah, he just ends up like crumpled in the canyon. And he, all of a sudden, these kids, pull him out.
Yeah, the kids are like, oh, hey, do you think we can carry him out? And they're like, no, he's too heavy. So they kind of, like, put him on his side. And they're like, well, we'll take his helmet off, thinking that there's a real person inside there.
Oh, God, no.
And as they start, like, fucking with him, he just starts back up and he flies into the cloud.
But he flies up and he's just, like, clunk, clunk, rattle,
clunk. Yeah, like, he's like an... You know when you start up a car that obviously has problems, like that's Red Tornado.
His outfit is so weird here though, because like he doesn't have like, you know, whatever he had as far as like
his cape.
Well, he's got the cape, but
no, it's only around his shoulders.
Yeah, he's got the cape and he's got like the arrow on his head and he's got the T on his chest, but he doesn't have like the stripes down his pants or the the belt or the boots. You know, like actual boots. Like he just
all the hell.
It's a very stripped down version of Red Tornado, which makes me sad.
Yeah. So then we're in a swamp and Golem is running through the swamp and there's a helicopter chasing him. Looks like people want to shoot him. And he's like, I'm not a monster or whatever.
Because apparently they thought he killed some woman that he was living with.
Sure.
Because, oh God, what was the deal with him? Ragman. He's a buddy of Ragman's.
Uh-huh.
And
girlfriend got fridged, huh?
And I think it's something. No, the woman just died.
Fridged?
And everybody was like, Ragman or Golem killed her and whatever.
Well, yeah, but she died so Golem could have something to do.
Yeah.
She got fridged.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. She got swamped.
She did.
So he's running and he's speaking in his broken English and then he runs into Mother Teresa.
And she's again. Like, go into the water. And like they're shooting at him and he goes into the water and there's that.
So now we're back in New York City in the Chamber of the Layman.
Yeah, and Dr. Mist is like hanging out with his friends and they're like, hey, this thing is coming. This cataclysm.
Yeah.
It's coming. And then they all have like medallions. They're all wizards or something. Am I right about that? Did I miss this part?
Yeah, pretty much like Ronald Reagan, the wizard.
Yeah, they're just all wizards and they all take off their amulets.
Yeah.
And they like hold them over this water thing and they're like, well, we have to like do the summoning. We're going to do the summoning because the earth is going to choose its protectors.
Yes.
And this will do it. And Dr. Miss is like, but I got superheroes. He's like, no, but the earth has to choose, buddy. But yeah, you might want to like get Wonder Woman or something. Because
just in case
we're gonna need some help,
I want to call, you know,
call somebody,
like
call Superman,
call Blue
see
Devil,
what he's doing.
See if Blue Devil, see if Danzig's available.
Yeah, well, Danzig, I mean, he's see, in the sky right now. He's kind of very broadly taking up space.
See if Superman could split Danzig off of him and he can come save us.
Is that why Danzig is so small? Oh my God, is it twins? Is the plot of the movie Twins just what Superman and Danzig are?
Yes.
Like Danzig is just the leftovers.
The true life story. Actually, that would be great if like that was like it's like Superman Twins based on
based
the
on
real life
the
story,
story
of Glenn Danzig and
Superman.
And Clark Danzig.
Clark Danzig.
So
the Danzig farm in Kansas.
Oh, yep. I'm that's it. We're retconning. I want a retcon version of Superman's origin that includes Danzig as his miniature brother.
The leftovers
because
the perfect man.
They're making a perfect man, and all the shit went into Danzig.
Yeah,
and even though he was fucking ripped, he's just a short, angry man.
Yeah, he's just and he loves cats.
Who loves cats?
He does love cats.
There's this one interview that I was reading about him. Reading
about
with
cats?
Him. No, he wasn't talking about his cats.
It's too bad.
This was pre-cat picture.
Oh.
And by cat picture, I mean Danzig carrying a bag of cat litter.
God bless it.
Yeah, no, hey.
That means he's a cat man, and I appreciate that.
He was talking about how he believes in instant justice. So, like, if somebody, like, does something wrong to you, you should be able to, like, enact justice on them right away.
Ugh. God. What if you're wrong?
Yeah, well.
What if that you think that person did you wrong and you enact instant justice, but you were wrong? What if it was somebody else who fucked with you?
I believe in carnation instant justice.
Because carnation instant justice. You're going to love it in an instant. And punch.
Excuse me. Are you all of carnation instant justice? No, here's some right now. What was the other thing too was did you know Danzig's a big wrestling fan?
Oh yeah, that's a shock.
Like I was reading this issue of this interview with him, like it was around 2000 or whatever, 99 maybe, and yeah, I was talking about how because I think somebody was asking him about the Misfits being in WCW.
yeah,
and he was like, I don't know, that's kind of horseshit, but I do watch wrestling. You know, like I watch Raw every week.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, and my friends and I were always like just thinking about him just sitting there like on a throne and be like, oh, trade! You know, because every time he talked to you, he was like, he always sang like the words mother. So he was like, oh, trade! Triple H!
Yeah. I could see it.
You know, so yeah. But anyways, as you could tell, we wish Danzig was in this book instead.
Yeah.
But anyway, but instead, so these guys drop their amulets in the water and Dr. Mist is like...
And they leave. They're like, we're out, dude.
Yeah, they literally just like, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, you know what? You might as well just get fucked.
Yeah, we're like, we're old. We got to go back to Congress now.
Back to Congress.
Bye. Like, they're just like old men with amulets. And so they drop him in the thing and they leave. And then, does Dr. Mist leave as well?
No, he's sitting there by this water. He's kneeling by this water.
Yeah,
and then...
he's sitting by this water. And all of a sudden somebody like comes.
It's Cataclysm.
I know it's Cataclysm. But you see a hand come up from behind him and shove.
Look at that stupid belt.
Shove his face in the water. He's like, fuck you, man. He has a dumbbell. And it's Cataclysm. He's like, it's me, Cataclysm.
Look, I think you dropped a penny.
Look, I have lightning coming from my eyeballs. it's me. So then we cut to probably the longest one of these.
Yeah, why is this so interesting here?
Because she's in a bathing suit.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's her name again? Meridian?
So Meridian is like a martial arts teacher at the Y.
Yeah.
And then...
And she's like, I got to go get into the pool after my little workout here, and the janitor, magic janitor.
Ooh, that's right, yes. The
magic janitor, just like in that movie, shows up, and she's like, I'm sorry, where's the pool? And she's like, oh, it's that way. That's good. Go to the water. And she's like, all right, crazy lady. And like as Meridian's getting in the pool, she's thinking about the things she needs to buy.
Yes.
She's
so like, let's put
her list together.
Let's see here. What's she getting for lunch here? Or what's she getting for her?
She's got to get some Tide.
So she needs Dijon mustard,
uh-huh.
Kale.
Uh-huh. Well, this is back in the day. This is before kale was a thing.
Peanut butter.
She was ahead of the time.
Tea. 2 bars of Caress.
Uh-huh.
Baking soda.
Uh-huh.
Tide. Vanish.
Vanish. And of course she says vanish just as she jumps into the pool and then she vanishes.
Also in the background here, Steven Seagal in a pair of trunks here. He's looking great.
Yeah, sure.
Is alive with American public enemy Steven Seagal.
She has.
Filming Above the Law too. And then all of a sudden this is where they all go in the waters where we see
all of them in the water, like going into a pool.
Yeah.
And they're all coming together.
When did Red Tornado go into the water?
I think that's when he went into the cloud. Oh, okay. He went into a storm?
Sure.
I'm like, I mean, I guess, sure. And he's the only one who didn't have an old woman tell him to go into the water.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because he's an android? I have no idea.
Oh, whatever.
And so then they kind of all pop out and they're like, wait, what the fuck? And is Dr. Mist dead?
He's
just unconscious.
He's unconscious because he got shoved in the water.
By Cataclysm.
And now...
So yeah, now they pop out in Dr. Mist's pool.
I do want to say I appreciate Jack-O-Lantern's constant Charlie Brown frown.
Yes.
That he has on his mask.
Yes, he always has a very worried expression on his face.
Right.
Because he's got that mouth.
Yeah, he's got this weird squiggly mouth and it looks like he's like a Peanuts cartoon.
Yeah, he's like... Mm.
He's like, oh no, Snoopy.
He's just making that noise like in Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. He's...
When she's just like, That's just the noise he makes all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that, you remember that Simpsons where
Marge and Patty were just
and her sister's,
yeah. Yeah,
all three of them back and forth.
Yeah, that's pretty much the sound he's making here. And so it's funny because, because like Dr. Mist is like, they're like, is he dead? I don't know. And then everybody just keeps falling into this room, like Red Tornado really.
And Jack-O-Lantern freaks the fuck out.
Rightfully so. I mean, Red Tornado falls on him.
Well, that's true. But I mean, like, he's just like, holy shit, there's a robot. And like, if you turn the page, he's like, and a monster.
Yep.
And because Golem's there, and Golem's just holding Red Tornado. Like he's Supergirl on the front of fucking Crisis. And then like all of them are there in red and
Meridian just kind of phases in, and he's like, hey,
he's
look.
He's like, what the fuck? He's like, we got a monster, we got an android, we got you in a bathing suit, we got that guy with the purple hand, and Golem's like, I'm not a monster, and like everybody's like fighting and arguing.
And somehow in the midst of all this...
Did he just like... Is he hitting Golem in the dick?
What no, is, he is not.
Are you sure?
His hand is just drawn over Golem's dick.
It looks like he's grabbing a dick.
It looks like he's grabbing... Yeah, it looks like he's trying to...
Grab that dick.
He's grabbing some Golem dick.
It's a cupcake song.
What?
Have you ever heard of Cupcake?
No, I have not.
I'm going to have to show you some cupcake after we're done.
Great. Just talk about, is it a Golem grabber?
She sings about lots of dicks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, I'm not surprised that's the thing you listen to. But thankfully, in the midst of all this, Dr. Mist survives and coughs up all this water. And
yeah, he's fine.
And then
they all see something behind them.
Do they see? Are they just looking at Golem and Claw fighting?
No, I think that's happening over there. And then everybody's like, wait, what? And something else is coming. And it just says, to be continued.
Yeah. And that's how we end this shit.
That's it. Yeah. And there's this lovely ad for Manhunter.
Fuck yeah. That guy
look at that.
Look, he just looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't understand. This is the thing I don't understand about the 90s.
Why you can't find that action figure?
Well, yes, 100%. Same thing with Fate. But how could you not look at this in the 90s and like just be like, fucking, this looks fucking cool. Like, this is
in the 90s.
This is to me what when Vince McMahon looks at like Braun Strowman.
Oh, it's 100%.
Or like Brock Lesnar.
Or Roman Reigns.
Or just like any gigantic muscular guy that.
This is what he sees.
This is what he sees. When I look at Manhunter and I'm like, oh! Because look how fucking cool this is. I don't even know what, like, none of this stuff is, he's not functional as hell. I mean, whatever he does, he's got a glowing fist. He's got a spiky stick.
He's got ribbon cape.
He's got ribbon cape. He's got a fucking liger. He's got like a Jushin Thunder liger cape. He's got like a weird, just a
football pants.
He's got these giant ass thighs.
Yes, he does.
He's really spread wide apart. He should be careful. He might fall.
Yeah.
But yeah, look at that. Fucking cool.
Well, there is an ad for Fate in the very beginning of this book.
Yeah, and then you got Fate. I mean, look, let's go to this. It's not a colored one, but look at that. Fucking, he's screaming. He's got a fucking thing on his face. I mean, he's got a knife. He's got
little stabby onks on a belt.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Pouches.
How do these things not just just drives me nuts. I mean, you got Guy Gardner Warrior just with like giant hands that turn into guns.
Yeah.
How come in the 90s when you see that shit to just that's a license to print money. It really is. It really was. And it makes me so mad that nobody realized how great
they
the 90s were.
But they realized it, but at the same time we all realize now that it was great but dumb.
Is it any more cerebral now than it was then?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, depending on the book.
I mean, come on, think about it.
I'm not saying there weren't cerebral books back then, but I mean, like, somebody whose hands turned into guns is silly.
You can make a Guy Gardner Warrior movie tonight.
You're going to film it on your iPhone?
Yes. Hi, I'm Guy Gardner Warrior. I'm right now I'm changing to a 38-year-old man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really feeling the guns tonight. I guess I got to... I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to change my hand into this remote.
Turn on that would actually be very handy.
Actually, that would be great if Guy Gardner. Yeah, how come? Yeah, I wonder if he, they never explored that option enough. He could just turn his hands into things that he can use. I mean, shit. If you can make a cannon out of your hand, you could turn it into a remote.
Sure, why not?
Or to a golf club.
Yeah.
Or maybe. I mean, obviously, a knife. You can cut. You only have to. You have no need for cutlery.
Uh huh.
You just turn your hand into a knife.
It's true.
Goddamn. Such a disappointment.
Sorry, babe.
You disappoint me in the 90s. All right. So that's it for this week. Well, I guess I don't know. So Zero, that's it for Primal Force.
Yes.
Number Zero from October 1994. Do you want to read the next issue of this?
You know, I'd probably give it a shot. Only because I like Jack-O-Lantern.
Yeah?
His purse. Yeah, I do. If there's something about him that I enjoy. This is not our first encounter with him.
There's... the one that we read, I think it was issue number 8 from this book. And it was, I think the problem with it was very much like
Wasn't there like a woman that like, it was just like somebody moaning about like a lost relationship for like 18 pages and then action on the very end?
Yeah, but then there's also like a bunch of references to like all these other comics that you much rather be reading. Oh, like, that's like, right. It was like stuff like that's Aquaman right. or Hawkman right. or something right. like that. It was just kind of a bummer, but yeah.
Well, we didn't read it.
Yeah, but that being said, I will need to seek out the rest of these. I mean, that's a thing. It's like there's these comics from like the 90s that are like only ran for like 12 issues or 14 right. issues, so it's like it's pretty easy to, if you could find them, you know, it's pretty fun to dig them up. I don't know, I'm into it, but yeah, that's it for this issue and this episode. Thank you for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean,
and I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get the show. And please rate, review, and subscribe. Apparently, we're not supposed to say subscribe anymore. Apparently, that's the
thing. What are you supposed to say?
Listen. But you're already doing that. I don't know.
Why aren't we supposed to say subscribe?
You're not supposed to say subscribe.
No, why aren't we supposed to?
Because apparently, I think the idea is that it's too actiony of a word to get people to
do. It's a call to action. That's the whole point.
I understand, but that's the thing. People are like, well, if you say that, people are going to think they're going to have to do more work than that. I think that's the idea behind the adversity to it, which I'm like, no, they need to subscribe. You know,
they don't need to.
We would like them to.
Of course, but they are able to subscribe. If you'd like to not have to search for this podcast every week, you just subscribe to it and it'll show up.
Yeah, don't search for this podcast every week. Oh, we actually did. You know what? You know what?
Magic exists.
Oh, speaking of magic exists. Oh, real quick, since we're talking about Apple, we got a new rating, a new review.
Ooh, no stars?
No stars.
One star?
No, it was a 5 stars. I'll read this review real quick.
Ass stars? just stars in the shape of asses?
Ass.
Can you give poo emojis?
No, sadly, I don't think so.
That's too bad.
So, this comes from the user Tremaine10.
Cool.
And I think I know who this is.
Oh, nice.
But I will leave their identity secret. Sean and Jen cover everything from the garden variety Marvel and DC heroes to the lesser knowns and oddball comics.
That's true.
I learned more about some of my favorites and even went out searching for stuff I've never even heard of until I heard it here on WCE.
Aww.
Required listening for anyone who considers themselves a real comic book head.
Neat.
5 stars, yeah, in the titles. And I thought I knew a lot about comics.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
We don't know anything about comics, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know what? You, sir, or woman, know more about comics than we do.
Yes, guaranteed.
But, you know, we know more about, I think we know more about Red Tornado than most comic books, podcasts. Or maybe there, I don't know.
Is there a Red Tornado podcast?
Oh, there might be. Somebody
there probably
might be doing
is.
That. I don't know.
There probably is.
Nobody. I always say to myself, I'm going to start my own Red Tornado comic podcast or Eclipso podcast. I never do.
Well, maybe you should.
I don't know if I can. I don't know. It's hard work. Podcasting is hard.
The computer business is hard.
Computer business is hard. So, anyways, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.